NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by General Motors, its craftsmen and dealers, who give meaning to the GM mark of excellence. Here's Martin Haig.
Federal mediators in Washington are trying to avert two strikes that could cripple the transportation industry across the nation. Undersecretary of Labor James Reynolds is trying to settle differences between six shop craft unions representing more than 135,000 railroad workers and 138 companies. The workers are demanding a 7% wage increase. The industry is offering a 5% raise. There is even disagreement on when the unions may strike under provisions of the Railway Labor Act. The unions have called a strike for 6 a.m. Wednesday. The companies say the strike can't be called until midnight Wednesday. The trucking industry has indicated a series of wildcat walkouts by Teamsters is spreading today, and 1,500 companies are considering shutting down in retaliation. 65% of the nation's highway freight would be affected. If a strike were called, the government probably would halt it for 80 days under provisions of the Taft-Hartley Act. Vice President Humphrey's plans to spend a quiet weekend relaxing in Belgium have been disrupted by demonstrations in Brussels within the past hour. While the Humphreys lunched with King Baudouin and Queen Fabiola at the Royal Palace, demonstrators outside paraded chanting U.S. murderers. Police dispersed them. In another part of the city, anti-Vietnam pickets carried Humphrey Go Home signs. The Vice President and Mrs. Humphrey will return to Washington Monday just before President Johnson leaves for the hemispheric meeting of Latin American heads of state in Uruguay. More news after this message from General Motors.
Do you have children? When they're in the car, would you like something more than an ordinary door lock? Well, here's a new door lock that stands guard. It's the lock found on every door of every car that carries the GM mark of excellence. It's the General Motors passenger guard door lock. When you push a passenger guard door lock down, the door can't be opened accidentally from the inside. And GM also built you a better door with the added protection of stronger latches and hinges. So if you have children and want something more than an ordinary door lock, look for the lock that stands guard and the GM mark of excellence. Both on every 1967 General Motors car. Look to the GM mark of excellence.
Once again, Martin Haig.
No word yet from Hanoi on a South Vietnamese proposal for a one-day ceasefire on the anniversary of the birth of Buddha, May 23rd. The United States and other South Vietnamese allies have agreed to the ceasefire. At least 50 persons are dead in the crash of a South Korean Air Force transport plane in the thickly populated slum area of Seoul. Many persons were trapped in their wooden shacks when the plane burst into flames. Rescue operations are going on through the night. There is angry reaction in London today to charges by a three-man UN mission that British officials in the colony interfered with its efforts to prepare for independence. For a report, here is David Weber of NBC News in London.
The British Foreign Office has always been unflappable, but it's been thrown into very real consternation over the UN mission that walked out of Aden, blaming the British for lack of cooperation. In the normally placid Foreign Office building at Whitehall, people could be seen actually running from office to office, something that startled even veteran reporters. In the big flurry over Aden, Foreign Minister George Brown immediately ordered a top troubleshooter to the spot and invited the three-man UN mission to London to talk things over. The invitation so far has not been accepted. The peacemakers from the United Nations were on hand for the worst wave of violence in Aden since the British announced they would withdraw by next year and grant the country independence. Rival political groups have been fighting over who will take over when that day comes. David Weber, NBC News, London.
More in a moment.
Reduce tar and nicotine in a menthol cigarette. You want it? You've got it. True Green. Everything about True Menthol Green says today, this minute, right now. The mouthpiece, the filter, the reduced tar and nicotine content of 12.9 and 0.8 milligrams. The free, fresh taste. For a lot of good reasons. Shouldn't your brand be True?
The world's first spaceman, Russian Yuri Gagarin, says that Russian cosmonauts, grounded for 2 years, are planning new flights of longer range and duration. Gagarin, writing in a magazine for the anniversary of his flight, April 12, 1961, hinted that Russia's next manned flight might not be far away, but he did not say when. Today, the Russians launched another in their series of Cosmos satellites for deep space probes. Martin Haig, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when True Filter Cigarettes brings you NBC Monitor News.
WNBC FM, New York.
This is a Boy Scout drill. There's no real lost child this time, but next time there might be. And if there is, they'll be prepared. Are you?
All right, Scouts, let's move out.
You can be a Boy Scout. Call the Boy Scout office in your town.
Hi, I'm Sterling Yates, your fortune phone man, weekdays from 10 to 12 noon, then again 4 to 5 p.m. on WNBC Radio.
Don't move, just leave your gun, Monitor. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while, Monitor. Here's Monitor.
That's right, don't move, because if you do, you might miss the hilarious comedy team of Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner telling a Monitor reporter how they first started doing their 2,000-year-old man routine. That's 2 minutes from now, here on Monitor 67. I'm your host, George Skinner. I was Kaiser Bill's Batman by Whistling Jack Smith, not to be confused with the Whispering Jack Smith, who was a popular radio singer some years back. Out in Hollywood, a comedy team made up of the famous 2,000-year-old man Mel Brooks and his inquiring and equally famous partner Carl Reiner were supposed to be interviewed by Monitor reporter Rick Lazar. And, well, they were, but it was a bit difficult for Rick to get a word in at the beginning, that is, because Carl Reiner started asking the questions first.
Mr. Brooks, if you are 2,000 years old, you must have known some great men.
I know the great and the near great. I know the short and the tall, the fat and the skinny, the laurels and the hearties of our world.
Did you know William Shakespeare?
A pussycat with a cute beard, with hair, with the sweetest man. He could drink you under the table.
And he was as reputed to be the greatest living dramatist, the greatest writer of all time.
The worst writer.
No, great writer.
I knew him, the worst writer that
How
ever
you
lived. Did you see the first folios, the folios?
You mean the edited folios?
The, never mind the edited, the first folios that Shakespeare wrote. An M was an N, a T was an L, with blots of it, sloppiness.
Oh.
No perfect palmer there, my friend. No,
oh, you mean,
all...
he didn't have good penmanship.
He had the worst penmanship
to me. But he wrote
37
of the greatest plays
well,
ever.
Well, you have to write them down clearly.
But the play, he did write 37 great plays.
38.
37.
38.
What was the 38?
Queen Alexandra and Murray. You never heard of that?
Never.
I had money in that play. The only one I put money in was Queen Alexandra and Murray.
Where did it play?
It closed in Egypt.
I see.
This is Monitor in Hollywood, and of course, Kyle Reiner and Mel Brooks are very special guests. Fellas, how did the 1,000-year-old man originate?
The 2,000-year-old
man. The 2,000-year-old man. I stand corrected. How did it start?
I was driving a yellow Chevy.
No.
And I ran into Carl.
It started by the two of us being workers for Sid Caesar. And we used to kid around in the office, and we started interviewing each other, and this is the way it happened.
And we've been almost successful with
it. Yes.
Yeah,
we're thinking about another 7 or 8 years, the world will be totally ready for us, if it's still here.
Yes.
Carl, now that you you're a producer and director, do you find it's easier for you to pick talent because of your experience as a comedian?
I would think so. Yes. Well, no. Anybody can pick talent. The very, very talented are very obvious. It's the minor talents that you get confused
about.
You've
been very lucky with them, I think.
Yes,
picking a lot of minor talents.
Like Dick Van Dyke, which I didn't pick. we picked him in concert. People like that on the old show. It was. Great talent is easy to recognize.
Where did you two meet each other? Have you been friends?
At a cocktail.
He wasn't listening.
It was a cocktail party.
He wasn't listening.
Right. We met each other on a show of shows. Carl was a performer and I was a writer. Now, I have become a performer, Carl has become a writer, and we're both going to try desperately to become women because they seem to be getting the world's furniture. And we are terribly interested in furniture.
Well, I used to be a lot shorter and he used to be a lot taller.
Right.
We are changing heights, too.
Carl's feet are splayed.
That's because of my religion.
Right.
Sir, as a man of 2,000-year-old, do you think there is any end to this hostility that man feels toward man? Will war someday end?
Of course. War, the planet Earth will reign in peace for many thousands of years just as soon as everybody's dead.
Oh, so I said when man disappears.
Right. The birds.
Well, what will be left?
Well, you'll have budgies or parakeets. They're cute. They're not going to make a war.
That's right, they can't carry
right.
heavy
and
artillery.
You'll have a lot of Eldorados laying around, see, the cars, because...
they will be crashing into
drivers,
people.
No, the drivers will be laying dead at the wheels.
I see.
So the cars will lay in the street and never cause war.
This is Rick Lazar reporting for...
That was Rick Lazar reporting for...
Monitor! Signorina, cappuccina. As each Roman signorino on the run. She's curvaceous, but good gracious. 90 guys believe that they're her number one. Captivating cappuccina. She's what makes the Tower of Pisa take a bow. She'll be yours for a day. Then no matter what you say, cappuccina says ciao. Signorina, cappuccina is the queen of every coffee house in Rome. Cappuccina, wild bambina. Every day she breaks a heart, breaks a home. Maybe someday, cappuccina, someone's gonna make you fall beneath his spell. Then you'll beg him to stay, but like you, he's gonna say, cappuccina, fare well.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden.
Uh-huh.
I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
you
what...
You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What
you couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. In 1 minute, a song by Petula Clark here on the Monitor Beacon.
Wonderlawn All-in-One Lawn Food is the best beauty treatment your lawn can get. Wonderlawn All-in-One isn't just another fertilizer, mostly filler with chemicals added. Wonderlawn All-in-One is all fertilizer, all food, every pellet a complete, high organic meal in itself. And there are over 2 million pellets in each big bag. Wonderlawn All-in-One not only feeds your lawn, it also conditions the soil and balances the acidity. All-in-One easy application. It saves you all the work and expense of applying the other materials that lawns need individually. Just one bag of Wonderlawn All-in-One does it all. And this spring, right now when you need it, you save $1 on every bag. Regularly $4.95, you pay only $3.95. Yes, only $3.95 for the big 5,000 square foot size bag of Wonderlawn All-in-One Lawn Food that turns lawns green, keeps lawns green. At your authorized Wonderlawn dealer. Wonderlawn, the famous name that means lawns of permanent beauty.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
George Skinner again at 20 minutes past the monitor hour as we continue with music by Petula Clark. Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong. A survey of dialects in England because of the fear that the English language is dying out. A report on this from London in 1 minute.
Today's special concert of the Winn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Wynn!
Thank you. On behalf of Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Azusa, California, so keep your car going strong, capital of the world.
Bravo!
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no!
Now, here is George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
What do you call that funny thing a farmer puts out in his field to frighten off the crows?
Before rushing in with your answer to that 64-penny question, pause a minute and consider that here in England, where they invented our language, you may well be wrong. A survey of dialects recently completed by a group of footsore researchers from Leeds University discloses that the word for scarecrow in Hampshire is gallybagger, but in Wiltshire, it's hodmendod. In Cornwall, it's a guy or image, and in Somerset, the word is mommet. Of course, all of this is local yokel talk, dialect spoken by older, more isolated people. The linguistic hunters trekked to 313 different southern localities where most of those interviewed were over 60 years old and male. And centuries ago, England was split in half by Danish invasion. Back in the south, there are big word variations from area to area. And talking about his first job, a Sussex farm laborer said, "I went for a farmer named Mr. Duncan." The American expression fall is used widely in southern dialects. In London, a girl may be a bird, but in Berkshire, she's a masher, a flasher, or a smart. This old blighty sure have come up with a hovel full of funny talk, bagum. George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
Bring Around the World, another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This in addition to constant coverage of all the late-breaking news and developments in our ever-changing world. On Monitor now, Vic Damone on the south side of Chicago, his newest.
Ramsey girls out working, honky tonks ablaze. These were a part of the good old days when I used to swing on the south side of Chicago. And Wentworth was its beating heart, the place where action first got its start. Back when jazz was king on the south side of Chicago. I still can hear those silver trumpets blowing in little places filled with people glowing. Oh, New Orleans was groovy, Memphis light and gay.
Question, would you say that more people smoke filter cigarettes than non-filter cigarettes? Well, if your answer is yes, you're right, very right, according to a U.S. Department of Agriculture report 3 days ago. Nowadays, 68% smoke filters, a remarkable increase from 12 years ago, when only 9% smoke filters. Everybody Loves My Baby by King Richard's Flugelknights on Monitor, which spans the continent on NBC Radio. In the southeastern section of Tennessee, folks hear us on WDEF Chattanooga. More Monitor in a few moments. George Skinner here. Monitor with springtime entertainment for the weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
What could be more unsightly in a community of homes than to ride down the street and view a series of gaping holes in front lawns where that oil fill box has been overflowed each time the serviceman came to fill the tank and left that awful stain and gaping hole in the lawn?
Which home heating system do builders prefer? Listen to Donald G. Partrick, builder of the Heatherwood community here at Stony Brook, Long Island.
Versus other fuels. Believe me, when that oil burner comes on in the morning, you're getting out of bed and you're a little foggy, and bang, you hear that thing come on downstairs. So help me, you stop and you think for a minute. Is it the house going up, or is it the heat going up? It's enough problems getting the children through school. Why ask for more problems? Why not live with a clean, effective, efficient heat, like gas heat? Gas heat, it's there all the time. You never have to worry.
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
You're playing a winning game when you join Hap Anderson on Fortune Phone weekdays at 10 and 4. WNBC AM and FM New York, the big voice of Big Town, USA. Next on Monitor, the Gunther Kallman Chorus and Chanson d'Amour.
Yeah.
This is your NBC monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Yes, this is Monitor 67 with the Now sound of radio. And your host now is George Skinner. In this half hour, you'll hear why a certain big league pitcher is unhappy. Chet Huntley will comment on Dr. Martin Luther King's remarks on the Vietnam War and civil rights. But right now, on the lighter side of life, music.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practiced every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
In one moment, a baseball tiger who wants out. Monitor Sports is brought to you by K-Sight, the automotive additives that cure common car ailments while you drive.
At K-Sight,
make your car feel steppy. K-Sight,
you'll be driving happy. And driving will be more fun for you.
K-Sight costs just a buck or two. And it
really makes your motor come alive while you drive.
Is your car still fun to drive?
Or is it getting sluggish, running rough, hard to start, using oil? Before expensive repairs, try K-Sight first. K-Sight improves performance in any car, old or new, keeps it purring smoothly and reduces wear. K-Sight guarantees improved performance to your satisfaction or double your money back. So next time you stop for gas, ask for the additive that means happy driving. Ask for K-Sight.
So when you stop for gas, that's the time to ask for K-Sight. You'll be driving happy. K-Sight, you'll be driving happy.
Ever since he was traded from Boston to Detroit, where he compiled a record of 7 victories and 8 losses last year, pitcher Billy Monbouquette has been unhappy and looking to be traded away. A report from Monitor's Al Ackerman.
First time I saw Billy Monbouquette, I caught him at the hotel around 7 o'clock in the morning. He had just been traded to Detroit. He'd made a spring tour. And Billy, you were cautioning then, you know, let's not judge the trade. We were saying that we got the biggest steal in that trade that brought you here. Billy, at the end of the season, a lot of people were wondering who did get the best of the trade. What happened?
Well, Al, let me put it this way. Nobody feels any worse than I do. I felt that I don't want to let myself down. And the Tigers, I was pretty disgusted over last year. I don't think I've ever been treated the way I was here, especially where I was in the bullpen and go without pitching for 3 weeks and then get a chance to pitch and then go another 2 weeks without pitching. I can't pitch that way. And I've already explained how I felt to the general manager. And I don't want to pitch in the bullpen. I don't think I can help a club right now. I still think I've got some good years left starting, and I don't want to go to the bullpen, and it's hard to say that I won't go, but let's put it this way, Al. I got to prove myself all over again, because I felt I had some good years over there with Boston. I've explained to Mr. Campbell that I still can help you, and if I get into a rut where I get knocked out 2 or 3 times, don't stay with me, because I'm sure that I still can win. I've done it over the years with a second division club all my life, and have bounced back, and I still say I can bounce back. And last year I had 14 starts at 102 innings. I don't think that's much of a chance. And if it comes down to where it's going to be the same way as last year, then I don't want to pitch here.
All right. Have they discussed any possibility of a trade, Billy?
Well, I asked them to. I asked them to. Was anybody interested? And I couldn't get much of an answer. So when you have 3 bad years in a row like I've had, I imagine they've tried to do something. I didn't hear. He didn't say anything to me, and I've just got to go by what he said.
Well, he can only carry 10 or 11 pitchers. It's obvious that before the team moves north, Billy's going to have to make some moves with that pitching staff. Will you be able to get a chance before you move? Can they really tell that much?
Well, I know it depends on what I do here, and I'm ready. But I've always been ready.
The question is, Billy, what happens in the mental attitude? This desire now, does it make you a better pitcher, or does it make you a worse pitcher because you're getting down on yourself?
Well, I think I'm down on myself right now. I'm not a... I never felt that... when I went into a game, I said I was going to win. I always hoped that I won, and once the game started, I felt I was just as good as anybody else. And we all put the pants on the same way, I know that, but you got to do the job out there. And if you don't do it, then listen... this club should have won it last year. We can win it this year. And the club, I know that if you get knocked out 2 or 3 times, they're going to go with somebody else. They have a lot of starters over here. That was the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And over in Boston, they didn't. And I still ended up on the winning side. And I still feel I got some good years left in me. I'll be 30 in August, and I don't want to get out of this game, and I don't want to go out the hard way.
I don't think you will, Billy. I certainly hope. We're all rooting for you. Let's hope you have a good season. Let's hope you manage to stay on the track and show them all.
Well, I hope so, Al. Not only for myself, but for the organization to prove to the fans last year that the trade wasn't a good one. And nobody feels any worse than I did, believe me.
Good, Billy. Let's hope you have a good season. Thanks very much.
Billy
Mondbouquet.
For comprehensive coverage of the world of sports, the inside story as well as the latest results, monitor all weekend long. Music now as Frankie Lane gives us something to remember. His latest, Making Memories.
We're making memories each time we kiss. Making wonderful memories when we are holding each other like this. Green grass for a pillow, a black velvet sky above, tender magic moments in a wonderland of love. The years may come and go, but we'll recall sharing love in our highway, and how this night was the start of it all.
Mrs. Baker?
That's me, honey. Same as the name on the door.
I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. Mr. Baker owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Yes, lovely little machine. Built for keeps, you know. Just like the big IH tractor.
Right, and which model do you have?
The big husky one, doll. The Tiger.
I see. 12 horsepower. That's a gear drive or hydrostatic transmission?
Honey, do I look like a mechanic to you?
No. No, you certainly don't. Tell me, now that the cadet zips through all the yard work around here, how does your husband spend his extra free time? What's his hobby?
Well, would you believe he spends a lot of time on the golf course?
Well, it's 13 minutes before the hour now, and we're all on the monitor beacon.
What goes into making a moving estimate? What is full value protection? What is meant by extra services? If you're about to move, you'll want to send for the free North American Van Lines booklet, How to Buy a Move. It gives you the truth about moving. Valuable information you'll find handy at moving time. Just as you'll find North American Van Lines, the handy, reliable service to move you cross-town, cross-country, or even overseas. North American's 100,000 moves a year experience is your assurance of door-to-door care and concern for your valued possessions. It's also why North American Van Lines has earned the reputation as the gentlemen of the moving industry. Send for North American's free booklet, How to Buy a Move. Write Moving WNBC 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York 10020. In New York City, your North American agent is certified moving and storage at 130 East 12th Street.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment. George Skinner again, inviting you to listen to the sea with me. Not just any old sea, but the one Gogie Grand is about to sing on monitor.
My man is a handsome sailing man. The captain of his crew. He goes with the sea to distant lands, and he stays a year or two. I have his name, I wear his ring, but I found from the start. So I keep my vows and keep his house, the she sea keeps his heart. Oh, the sea, the she devil sea, my lover loves her better than me. Sometimes when he's sleeping in my arms, I hear the jealousy raging and wild. She raves and storms because he's here with me. And as he wakes, I kiss his lips, and his desire I stir. But with the dawn, he'll soon be gone, and he'll go back to her, to the sea.
Traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell in service, Brian, and offer low-interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
You know those catchy monitor themes you've been hearing lately? Well, here's one of them, given the full big band treatment by drummer man Buddy Rich and his orchestra. Next on Monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
Martin Luther King, Jr., who has been probably the most effective, talented, and capable civil rights leader of them all, has now declared a national crusade against his country's participation in the Vietnam War. As the Reverend Dr. King announced this national undertaking, it was heard to grate on the national mood and consciousness. For many Americans, there was something wrong with it. More on this in a moment after this message from Great American Insurance.
Good morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking your boat out today?
She's a dory.
Oh, taking your dory out today?
Yeah.
With that outboard motor? What if you hit a rock or whale or something?
30 years in these waters. Insured, anyway.
Insured? Who insures boats?
Dory.
Dory. Who insures Dory?
Great American.
Great American. They insured my house. They covered Dory's, too.
Yeah.
For a man, a few words, you've given me a lot of information.
Mister, they insure boats, too. Outboard motors, trailers, equipment, the lot. One premium. Great American. Hometown agents everywhere.
Once again, here is Chet Huntley.
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., obviously and admittedly, starts with a personal antipathy toward American presence in Vietnam. If he had no quarrel with American presence and policy in Vietnam, it would be exceedingly difficult to link the Vietnam War with the cause of the Negro in our society and in our economic structure. But even as it is, all of Dr. King's undeniable facility with words and with the language failed to bridge the chasm between the war and the cause with which he is identified. It might be granted that the Reverend Doctor is quite right when he asserts that the Vietnam War has a way of distracting attention from the efforts of the American Negro to achieve full status. The difficulty is that Dr. King can be joined by too many others who can reasonably argue the same point. There is not a cause, not a project, not an undertaking, not a single individual goal which is immune from the preoccupation with the war. It affects the youth, the student, the laborer, the taxpayer. Dr. King perhaps would acknowledge that both questions, the war in Vietnam and the plight of Negro in this country, are complex and extremely difficult to resolve. To put the two together would seem to be no way to help make them somewhat more simple or easier to comprehend and disentangle. Dr. King may now have done a disservice to the cause for which he is world famous. It can be reasonably deduced that not all American Negroes have a personal antipathy toward the Vietnam War. Dr. King does. It is a personal conviction. On the other hand, it might be assumed that all American Negroes certainly share his convictions concerning their present and their future. He does speak for them in principle, if not tactically. Now it will be asked to what extent Dr. King is trying to use the civil rights movement and his place in the hearts and minds of the Negro to advance his personal cause. If the Negro civil rights cause can be used by one man, then it can perhaps be used by another. It has been used by individuals to advance personal ambitions. It may be too much to expect of the American people, of the white majority particularly, to sort out all of this and detect that it is not the cause which is wrong, but rather the individual. Martin Luther King has led a movement, not a reformation. His namesake, Martin Luther, might have succeeded in bridging his fundamental cause and all the other events and movements of Europe. But Martin Luther King is not Martin Luther, and this is not 16th century Europe. Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
You'll hear Chet Huntley again later today and tomorrow on Monitor, and you can also hear him Mondays through Fridays on the NBC radio program Emphasis. Andre Castellanets and his orchestra. Want to know what's new in the weekend world? Then stay right where you are. NBC Monitor News on the Hour in just a few moments. This is George Skinner.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now. From everywhere. On NBC.
Mine is 309-49.
Mine is 02446.
Mine is 60635.
What's yours? Your zip code, that is. You should know it, because your zip code is now the most important part of your mailing address. Here's why. The post office now faces an avalanche of 200 million new pieces of mail every day. To handle this enormous job efficiently, they have devised the modern zip code system. Zip code enables our postal workers to sort mail far more swiftly and deliver it by more direct routes. So use zip on every mailing address. And add your own zip number to your return address so that others can easily zip their mail to you. When you don't know a zip number, call your post office or look it up in their national zip directory. The sooner we all use zip code, the sooner we'll all enjoy better, more efficient mail service.
It's All in the Family when Linda Sutter answers the telephone weekdays at 9 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.